And right now we're about to chat with Jasmine Mansbridge. Now, Jasmine is a much-loved Victorian-based artist. Her paintings, sculptures and large-scale public works have been seen globally, with her work being held in numerous private collections. Jasmine's unafraid to push the boundaries, and this year she created and released her first set of NFTs. Now, NFTs are digital artwork, and they're not the traditional medium that Jasmine has worked in. So I'm keen to chat with her about what made her take the leap and how it's gone. Jasmine, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Willie. I'm really great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my God. My pleasure. Okay, so digital art is not your traditional playground. What made you take the leap?
Well, the paintings. So I'm a painter first and foremost, and all the other things that go off all the other streams of ideas come off the paintings. So my work is quite 3D, and there's basically I'm imagining movement when I'm painting. So my works really lend themselves to being animated, I've done a couple of different projects in the last couple of years that have brought my work to life. I did an animated AR food truck and other things. And when NFTs, which is a digital artwork, as you say, that's then uploaded onto the blockchain, became a thing, because up until now, digital work's been really hard to have ownership of. For example, everybody can send a file. But now for the first time, somebody can own a digital artwork and have provenance with that. And so so it's been a bit of a whirlwind. I was invited be part of a NFT project, and then it led to one thing led to another, and now I've just had my first series up on Known Origin, which is a really fantastic curated art, like an artist curated website. And that sold out in 2 days. So,
oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
It's been really great.
That has been awesome. So how difficult is to actually create the digital artwork? Like, are you technically minded, or has this been a massive learning curve?
Look, I just said to you before in the back room, I know what a JPEG is and a PDF. So it's not something I'm comfortable with, but I've had to really go like, okay, I don't want to be like a grandmother who, can't use an ATM or won't upload Instagram or have an iPhone. I really want to be able to adapt and learn this new technology. So, but when it comes to the animation, I've outsourced that. I've got someone I'm working with, because there's no way that I can transfer my vision so well without having, someone with a couple of years in a skill set. So
you're the kind of, you create the idea and the create, like,
absolutely,
and the kind of,
yeah.
And then they, yeah, they turn it into a moving piece per
yeah.
se.
So basically, yeah. So I give them the still image and we sit and we have a lot of conversations about what's going to happen. There's a storyboard, basically. I do a storyboard for the work. And at the moment they're quite simple, but as I make, because animating is quite expensive, so as I kind of make more money, I can reinvest back into making, more
detailed animation.
More exactly. Okay. So it's kind of one of those things. You've got to keep reinvesting back in the work. But the actual process of getting on for me, because I also have never dealt with cryptocurrency, so
yes,
I've had to learn about cryptocurrency and all of those, that language, which is like learning a new language to me, and all those kind of things I was not familiar with. So I still have so much to learn, but I know a lot more than I did.
Oh, my God. And so you've done your first release. And is it like do you, forgive my ignorance, but like, do you make one digital image and that's your release, or is it a series of digital images?
Yeah, that's the thing. So there's quite a few. I mean, anything can be an NFT, actually, not just art. So, but I'm making, fine art NFTs. So there's also like trading card NFTs where people, it's just like a, like an image, a still image.
Oh,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And, there can be series of 1,000 or 100 or whatever. But for me, I've started off just doing a series of 10 with one, for one artwork. And then that's going, there'll be one of ones that I plan to do, like limited edition, just a one piece. But it's just growing the collector base for my work at the moment. I'm brand new to the scene, so I felt like doing a series of 10 for one work was a great way to kind of allow people to be able to buy. Yeah, so and that was really well received, and I'm going to do another series. So I've got 3 series lined up for like the next 2 months. So I've worked in front to develop, to have works ready to go to launch. I'm here for the long. I feel like that's the thing too with NFTs. It's not something you get into and
a flash in the pan. I kind of made one NFT and ticked that box. You're actually in the space.
For me, I just see it now as such a great long-term way to diversify my work. The other thing that I'll mention, and this is why it's so fantastic for artists, is now for the lifetime of that work, when it's sold onward, and that's what's happened a lot with NFTs, they get bought and sold and bought and sold, is I get 12.5% of every sale for the line. The blockchain is forever. So it's one of the few, it's the first thing that really is going to provide some kind
ongoing
of
income.
Ongoing income for artists. So in 30, 40 years, when I can't paint anymore, over the span of my career, I've made these NFTs, then there should be some kind of income coming. And that's just the most wonderful thing for artists.
That's a really fantastic point, because maybe people aren't aware, but when, let's say, when you make an artwork and it sells the first time, that's being sold, the primary market.
Yeah.
And if it was sold through a gallery, you and the gallery split that money, or if you sold it directly, you take that money. But then when the piece is sold on that second time, and maybe your work has increased in value, so maybe the person bought it for $5,000 the first time and then they sell it for $10,000, you actually don't see any of that $10,000.
Yeah, look, there is a system in place in Australia where you can be registered, and, you know, if it goes through an auction house, for example, you can get a percentage, but it's not the 12.5%, and also it requires you being diligent about tracking your work,
following up your work.
Exactly. And whereas this is just, it's coded in the system with your wallet. So you've got like a Bitcoin wallet, you know, a crypto wallet, and it's just coded, and it's in a smart contract, you know, that is tied into when you upload your work. And so it's something that for me, like, I know if I can't paint now, if I just can't paint now for some reason, I just have to find some other income. And obviously it's like I'm really diverse as an artist, and that's why I'm able to have an income because of my diversity. And I just felt as much, and I also love, I've met so many amazing people, collectors, people. It's a very friendly, warm art world in comparison to.
I was going to say. It's not necessarily the words used to describe the traditional art world.
Exactly. Whereas people are like, for example, the three of the 10 works were literally bought by the first people. So there's a place called Clubhouse, which you can download the app. You need an invite. If anyone wants an invite, find me on Instagram and I'll send you an invite.
And I'll link your Instagram to the show notes.
And Discord is another app, and Twitter. It all happens on Twitter. It doesn't happen in Instagram and Facebook. And so I'm brand new there. I've got like 100, don't have much of an audience there, but the people I've met so far, the first people I met in the first 2 days in Clubhouse, the first 3 people to buy my work.
Aww.
Like, it's just so, and there are other artists who are doing well.
Nice.
So they just kind of lift you up. Like, you get lifted up in that space. Like, you get kind of lifted up. And I see they lift, like, people from all around the world. There's people, like, in Iran who are minting NFTs who've never been able to, or just people who haven't been able to access the traditional art world.
It's so...
And that's the amazing thing about it. There's a lot of, there's just this whole new kind of feeling of, like, an opportunity for some more equality, because also you don't see people's faces and voices very much. I mean, sorry, you hear people's voices, but there's not a lot of seeing people's faces. So you can't judge someone. You're judging people. It's like The Voice. You're kind of judging people by their work.
I love it. Hit the chair. Turn great. Around. See who it is. Yeah. No, it is really great. Oh, my God, Jasmine, we wish you all the best. That is so cool. We're going to link to your website and also to your Instagram so people can find you. Oh, my God, good luck with the next release. I look forward to hearing how it goes.
Thank you so much. Lovely chatting to you.